بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter on sufficing or little as far as the drink is concerned, as far as our eating is concerned, as far as our clothing is concerned. So today's hadith will do that as far as the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is concerned, especially the Ahlus Sufa, the people that were staying in the raised platform of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explained that they had freed themselves up completely to learn at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as though this was their madrasa. And whatever would come, they would eat that. Some say the number was 40, some say the number was 100, some say the number was 80. Different numbers come, as mentioned in the hadith. But the point is that these people, they would suffice on very, very little. And yet they were very content. They wouldn't complain to any person as far as their level of hunger is concerned, as far as the level of thirst. But they were very desirous that they wanted to learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The most popular from amongst them, or the most amount of hadith is related from Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who was also part from the Ahlus Sufa, the people of the Sufa. So today's hadith is with regards to them. عن فضالة ابن عبيد رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا صلى بالناس يخر رجل من قامتهم في الصلاة من الخصاصة وهم أصحاب الصفة حتى يقول الأعراب هؤلاء مجانين فإذا صلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم انصرف إليهم فقال لو تعلمون ما لكم عند الله تعالى لأحببتم أن تزدادوا فاقة وخاصة رواه الترمذي. أن تزدادوا فاقة وحاجة رواه الترمذي. Hazrat Fudala ibn Ubaid radiallahu anhu narrated, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to lead the people in salah, some people would collapse due to intense hunger. They were behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the imam, and whilst he's performing salah, these people would collapse. And the only thing that's causing them to collapse was extreme hunger. But yet they would not complain. There was no such thing as complaining that we're hungry, no food. They would stay in that condition. They would be happy with their condition. And this is what would happen to them. That now is involuntary. Beyond their control, they couldn't control the fact that they're collapsing while salah is on. So when the Bedouins, so these were the people of the Sufa, and it reached such a point that the Bedouins would see these people collapsing in namaz, just collapsing. So Bedouins are people from outside. The villagers, whatever would come to their mind, they would express it, they would speak it. Now also you'll find that when you go, you'll find villagers, anything that comes to their mind, they speak it, they say it, to such an extent that Sahaba staying in Medina, they said, we used to get happy when the villagers, people from the Bedouins would come, and they'll ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they were very open in the way they spoke. And because they were so open in the way they spoke, a lot of times things we couldn't ask, they asked it. So then we got a chance to learn what we were feeling shy to ask, or what we were feeling hard to ask. We learnt it because of the way they presented the question and they asked it. So anyway, when the villagers would see that these people are collapsing in salah, they would now say that these people are mad. Because sometimes you get a person that is insane, and when he reaches that point of insanity, he collapses. So they were linking the two up, collapsing and the fact that these people must be mad, therefore they are falling. So they started saying that these people are collapsing because they are gone insane, they are gone mad. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had completed his salah, now Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam was the imam, when he completed the salah, he would turn to them, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would turn to them and he'd say, that if you only knew what Allah ta'ala has in store for you, you would desire more poverty and more destitution. More, you would actually start desiring more. Not that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started feeling sorry for them, and see how we can stop you from your condition. Not that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually giving them more targhib, more tasalli. Take comfort in the fact that what you are going through, you'll definitely be rewarded to such an extent that if you yourself knew what you're going to get for this hunger, for sufficing a little on being happy with what Allah, the condition that Allah Ta'ala has put you, if you only knew, you would actually start desiring more for it. Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq. So much we have, but yet how often do we turn to Allah Ta'ala thanking Him for every ni'mah that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given us? If we just ponder and we think how much we enjoy from the comforts and the security we have, the homes we have, the food we have, the clothing we have, the vehicles we have, the masajid we have, the madaris we have, the ulama we have, so many things. If we just start looking, and then we look within our own selves, these bodies that Allah Ta'ala has given us, how many things there is there to make shukr, But sometimes the mind just goes away to other things. There is potholes on the road, there is load shedding, there is problem with the lights. And we start thinking of the problems and sometimes we forget to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this so many ni'mat. Now look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba. Their focus was on the ni'mat of Allah ta'ala and making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the quality that needs to come into us, is that more and more shukr and gratitude we should show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should learn to suffice on little. In that way we'll always be happy and content with the lot that Allah ta'ala has blessed us with. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun al mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.